This is Dan Steffen. One of my most vivid recollections of my time at WLRS was that of being on the air the night of the Robert F. Kennedy assassination. Anyone who has been a DJ knows the ritual of placing the network feed into the cue position 10 or more seconds ahead of news time to check for silence. On this occasion, there was no 10-second tone, but rather a program already in progress. It was MBS who had an announcer on scene at the shooting of Robert F. Kennedy. I faded the coverage up and allowed it to continue, screwing up, of course, the program log and its required spots for the duration of the program. While I didn't have the presence of mind to record that live broadcast, MBS prepared a special on the horrible event for play the next day. It was aired on WLRS, and this time I did record it. That special is what you are about to hear.
The course of a pistol bullet. The course of a nation, and the course of the world. This is The World Today, and I'm Philip Clark of Mutual News. You'll hear about Senator Robert Kennedy and his assailant in just a moment. Did you know that it's now possible for a set of outboard spark plugs to last 700 hours? That's about 3 years boating without changing plugs. It's possible because of a breakthrough in outboard ignition systems pioneered by Mercury called Thunderbolt. Thunderbolt is the electronic ignition that can deliver up to 40,000 volts to the plugs, almost twice the voltage of any other system, and deliver it several times faster. That's why Thunderbolt can fire spark plugs that are badly fouled, shorted, or oiled, and clean them off in the bargain. And Thunderbolt has no breaker points to wear out or replace. That means timing never needs resetting, and instant starts even on coldest days. See the four new Thunderbolt-equipped Mercs, 50 to 125 horsepower at your Mercury outboard dealer. At Mercury, the payoff is performance.
Make the power behind your boat quiet power. By Mercury.
Tonight, an impassioned President Johnson called on all Americans to put an end to violence and the preachings of violence.
200 million Americans did not strike down Robert Kennedy last night any more than they struck down President John F. Kennedy in 1963 or Dr. Martin Luther King in April of this year. But those awful events give us ample warning that in a climate of extremism, of disrespect for law, of contempt for the rights of others, violence may bring down the very best among us. And a nation that tolerates violence in any form cannot expect to be able to confine it to just minor outbursts. My fellow citizens, we cannot. We just must not tolerate the sway of violent men among us. We must not permit men that are filled with hatred and careless of innocent lives to dominate our streets and fill our homes with fear. We cannot sanction the appeal to violence, no matter what its cause, no matter what the grievance from which it springs. There is never, and I say never, any justification for the violence that tears at the fabric of our national life, that inspires such fear in peaceful citizens that they arm themselves with deadly weapons, that sets citizen against citizen, or group against group. A great nation can guarantee freedom for its people and the hope of progressive change only under the rule of law. So let us, for God's sake, resolve to live under the law. Let us put an end to violence and to the preaching of violence. Let the Congress pass laws to bring the insane traffic in guns to a halt as I have appealed to them time and time again to do. That will not in itself end the violence.
Today, President Johnson ordered Secret Service protection for all major presidential candidates and their families. Today, the stock market fell, and a celebrated neurosurgeon, Dr. James Poppin, was flown to Los Angeles by Army jet. Today, the House Rules Committee labored at getting a House vote and a Senate passed crime control bill, including gun control measures. Today, the course of the presidential race was changed as the present plans of the candidates were canceled. It all began early this morning in Los Angeles.
My thanks to all of you, and now it's on to Chicago, and let's win there. Thank you.
Senator Robert Kennedy of New York had clearly won out in the California primary. "We'll struggle for it," he said. "On to Chicago." As he walked from the embassy room of the Ambassador Hotel, Kennedy was confronted by a slim, dark-haired young man holding a .22-caliber pistol containing 8 bullets. In all, 6 people fell, but the victorious senator fell with a bullet in his neck and a bullet in his brain.
Senator Kennedy has been shot. Is that possible? No! Is that possible?
No!
It's good.
Get everybody out!
Is it possible, ladies and gentlemen? It is possible. He has. Not only Senator Kennedy. Oh, my God. Senator Kennedy has been shot. And another man, a Kennedy campaign manager, and possibly shot in the head. I am right here. Rafer Johnson has a hold of a man who apparently has fired the shot. He has fired the shot. He still has the gun. The gun is pointed at me right at this moment. I hope they can get the gun out of his hand. Be very careful. Get the gun. Get the gun. Get the gun. Stay away from the gun.
Get the gun.
Stay away from the gun. His hand is frozen. Get his thumb. Get his thumb. Get his thumb.
Get his thumb.
Take a hold of his thumb and break it if you have to. Get his thumb. Now look. Get away from the barrel. Get away from the barrel, man.
Watch the gun away. Watch the gun.
Look out for the gun. Okay. All right. That's it, Rafer. Get it. Get the gun, Rafer. Okay, now hold on to the guy. Hold on to him. Hold on to him, ladies and gentlemen. They have the gun away from the man. In this shot. They've got the gun. I can't see the man. I can't see who it is. But Senator Kennedy right now is on the ground. He has been shot. This is... What is he? Wait a minute. Hold him. Hold him. Hold him. We don't want another Oswald. Hold him, Rafer. We don't want another Oswald. Hold him, Rafer. Keep people away from him. Keep people away from him. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is it. Now, make room. Make room. Make room. Make room. Make room. The senator is on the ground. He's bleeding profusely. From apparently, clear back. Apparently, the senator has been shot from the in the frontal area. We can't see exactly where the senator has been shot. But come on, push back. Come on, grab a hold of me. Grab a hold of me, and let's pull back. That's it. Come on, get a hold of my arms. Let's pull back. Let's pull back. All right. The senators now, the ambulance has been called for. And the ambulance is...
Bring the ambulance in this entrance.
And this is a terrible thing. It's reminiscent of the valley the other day when the senator was out there and somebody hit him in the head with a rock. And people couldn't believe it at that time. But it is a fact. Keep room. Ethel Kennedy is standing by. She is calm. She's raising her hand high to motion people back. She's attempting to get calm. A woman with a tremendous amount of presence. A tremendous amount of presence.
Get out of here.
It's impossible to believe.
Get out of here.
It's impossible to believe this. There's a certain amount of fanaticism here now. As this has occurred. No one. They're trying to run everybody back. Clear the area. Clear the area. Right at this moment. The senator, apparently, we can't see if he is still conscious or not.
Can you see if he's conscious?
What?
Can you see if he's conscious?
I don't know. No, I know he's half conscious.
He's half conscious. And, ladies, we can't see, ladies and gentlemen. One of the men, apparently a Kennedy supporter, is going first. Come on, out. Is there some way to close these doors, Jess?
Out.
Is there any doors here?
Out.
Out through the exit. Let's go. Out we go. Unbelievable situation. They're clearing the halls. One man has blood on himself. We're walking down the corridors here. Repetition in my speech. I have no alternative. The shock is so great. My mouth is dry. I can only say that here in the kitchen of the Ambassador Hotel, the back entrance from the podium in the press room, the senator walked out the back. I was directly behind him. You heard a balloon go off and a shot. You didn't really realize that the shot was a shot. And yet, a scream went up. Two men were on the ground, both bleeding profusely. One of them was Senator Robert Kennedy. At this moment, we are stunned, we are shaking, as is everyone else in this kitchen corridor at the Ambassador Hotel in Los Angeles. They're blocking off the entrance now. Supposedly to make room for the ambulance. That's all we can report at this moment. I do not know if the senator is dead or if he is alive. We do not know the name of the other gentleman concerned. This is Andrew West, Mutual News, Los Angeles.
Unbelievable, horrifying, senseless. Mutual reporter Andrew West was among the first on the scene for The World Today. For hours, the young man who had wielded the pistol would tell the police nothing. His name, his origin, his purpose, nothing. But Los Angeles police were busy. Chief Tom Redden told Mutual News,
"We have run down a number of leads. We have run down the gun that was used in the shooting. We traced its ownership to a man in a community to the east of Los Angeles. We traced it from there to a community in Marin County. From Marin County, it was determined that the gun had disappeared some 3 years ago and has not been seen since. We did find an automobile. We found a key to an automobile in the pocket of the suspect, and we searched the area surrounding the Ambassador Hotel, and we found the automobile that key fit. However, in checking the ownership of the car, we discovered that it belonged to an employee in the hotel who was not connected with the shooting. As a result, we have had to proceed on a John Doe basis. We're putting a case against the suspect is concerned. At 7 o'clock this morning, the suspect was arraigned as John Doe in Department 40 of the Municipal Court before Judge Joan Dempsey Klein. He was arraigned on 6 counts of assault with intent to commit murder, and the bail was set by the judge at $250,000. At the time of his arraignment, he was represented by the public defender, and the public defender was able to converse with him and advise him of his rights.
Chief Tom Redden of the Los Angeles Police Department. The swarthy suspect was not to remain John Doe for long. The pistol was traced through many hands to Adel Sirhan in Pasadena, who identified his accused brother as Sirhan Bishar Sirhan, born in Jordan, possibly in East Jerusalem. This has been a World Today report.
Wouldn't you really rather have a Buick? A Buick? A brand new Buick? Wouldn't you really rather have a Buick this year?
A very special time of the year is here. Buick Bargain Days. If you've ever dreamed of owning a brand new Buick, Special Deluxe, Skylark, Grand Sport, the Sabre, Wildcat, Electra 225, even a Riviera, this is your time of year. Buicks, equipped the way Buicks should be equipped, are easier to own than they've ever been. Let your Buick dealer show you.
Wouldn't you really rather have a Buick? A Buick, a brand new Buick. All the bright, exciting new Buicks are here.
Shockwaves, unbelieving stares the world around. Everybody knew that the course of a powerful nation was changed forever, and with it, the future of the world. In London, Mutual correspondent Norman Gelb said,
"It was somewhere around 9 o'clock in the morning, local time, when Britain heard the news from Los Angeles. And right through the day, it waited for more news, for word on whether Robert Kennedy would or would not make it alive through to nightfall and beyond. Radio and television programs were interrupted repeatedly to bring people here up to date on developments at the Good Samaritan Hospital. Television in particular, which shows nothing but test cards during much of the morning and afternoon, was brought to life for bulletins, flashes, rumors, anything that would say how John Kennedy's younger brother was doing. Prime Minister Harold Wilson announced that he was deeply shocked and horrified by the shooting, as was everyone else here. And suddenly, an American domestic issue became a burning problem in Britain, the question of domestic arms control. One London newspaper said the world's greatest democracy has been put at the mercy of the gunman. Another London newspaper said the democratic system cannot survive if unbridled gunplay can take such men as Jack and Bobby Kennedy and Martin Luther King out of politics at the twitch of a finger. This latest shooting, the London Evening Standard said, is almost too much for the civilized world to bear. The call is being made loud and clear by anyone in Britain who has anything to say about the Los Angeles shooting, and that's about everyone here, that America must curb its guns and gunplay if it is to survive as a civilized nation. One London newspaper cartoonist, famous for his ability to turn a funny joke from any situation, today drew only a Statue of Liberty with head bowed in grief and torch sagging. This is Norman Gelb, Mutual News, London. Now back to the world today in New York.
To Paris now, and Serge Fleeger.
One result of the attempt to assassinate Senator Robert Kennedy in Los Angeles was here in Paris, an immediate tightening of the already tight security services guarding General de Gaulle. De Gaulle has already lived through five attempts on his life, announced by his office, and many others which were never publicly admitted. Nonetheless, General de Gaulle today had no comment on the attack on Senator Kennedy. Apparently, he holds himself aloof off the murder attempts on mere senators and only speaks up when it concerns the life of heads of state, of which he is one. Yvonne de Gaulle, the general's wife, did say some comforting words to Eunice Shriver, sister of Robert Kennedy and wife of the American ambassador to France, Sergeant Shriver. Mrs. Shriver had been scheduled to pay a protocol call on Madame de Gaulle in the Élysée Palace. Despite the attack on her brother and the anxious hours she spent waiting to get news of his condition, Mrs. Shriver drove to the Élysée Palace today and spent some time with Madame de Gaulle. At the same time, Mrs. Shriver's husband, the ambassador, issued a statement thanking the hundreds of French people and government officials who had called to express their sympathy. He also said, "In this hour of personal distress, let us make, even out of this event, a renewed resolution to work harder for the welfare of all men. That's what Robert Kennedy would want us to do," said the former chief of the Office of Economic Opportunity. At the Hotel Majestique in Paris, where American and North Vietnam negotiators are supposed to talk of peace, instead, the North Vietnamese continue to abuse the United States. And a U.S. spokesman today admitted that he cannot say there has been any progress. To come back to the matter of Robert Kennedy, there was a sour comment from one North Vietnamese here. "This shows how dirty politics in the U.S. are," he said. Privately, the men from Hanoi were disgruntled. They had banked on the success of Senator Kennedy during the primaries and thought he would give up in Vietnam if elected.
This is Serge Fliegers, chief European correspondent of Mutual and Hearst Papers, returning you from Paris to the world today in New York.
Significant reaction in West Germany. Here's Omar Anderson.
The shooting of Bobby Kennedy has dealt American prestige a further tremendous blow in Europe. German friends are asking me today, what's happening in America? Where is it all going to end? Are you Americans trying to destroy your nation? Coming in the aftermath of the assassination of President Kennedy and that of Martin Luther King and the continuing racial violence, the shooting of Bobby Kennedy makes it hard for an American overseas to answer his European friends. The Germans are reacting to the shooting of Bobby Kennedy with disgust and fear. The disgust is obvious enough, but the fear felt here concerns vastly more than the shooting in Los Angeles. There is a tendency to link the shooting with the chaos in France and the student unrest all over Europe. The Germans wonder if the shooting doesn't portend some kind of worldwide collapse of law and order, even the slide of Western civilization into an abyss of violence, a new dark age. The Germans are saying that Bobby Kennedy's shooting and also the assassination of Martin Luther King are in large part the product of the carnival atmosphere which surrounded the assassination of President Kennedy. There was the subsequent assassination of Lee Harvey Oswald, the controversy over the Warren report of the assassination, and the hassle with the Kennedy family over publication of William Manchester's book, The Death of a President, not to mention the publicity given Oswald's widow and his mother. The Bonn government fears that West Germany's neo-Nazis will be the big beneficiaries of the shooting of Bobby Kennedy. The neo-Nazis are working to exploit a backlash of fear among ordinary German burghers, generated by the violent student demonstrations in this country and the turmoil in France. The neo-Nazis are expected to move in on the Kennedy shooting with the argument that Germany must loosen its ties with the United States and take strong internal measures to protect itself from the violence on its doorstep. Omar Anderson, Mutual News, Bonn. And now back to the world today in New York.
Mutual will continue to provide coverage of the Kennedy story with newscasts on the hour and half hour throughout the night.
From the Indy to Le Mans, STP, the champions depend upon STP. They pour it in and pour it on. STP is the racer's edge. Following the racer's cracks, STP. Get all the power your engine packs, STP. Old or new, your car reacts to STP. The racer's edge.
STP oil treatment keeps any car engine, old or new, running smoother, cooler, quieter, longer. Have your service station crew add STP to your oil and keep your car running racer sharp.
STP is the racer's aid.
World Today is edited by Ash Mead Scott, with engineering by Gordon Shaw and production by Sanford Marshall. Executive producer, Charles A. King. Listen tomorrow night to The World Today, heard around the world through the facilities of the Armed Forces Radio. This is Philip Clark in New York.
This is your network for news, the Mutual Broadcasting System.